Hey, it's Jonathan Matoschnick. I got the question, are there any tricks to measuring properties? So I'm going to give you one isolated trick, and that is measuring when you're not on site. So this applies to residential and commercial. Depending on the part of the country you're in, some of what I tell you might vary a bit. So here, let's start here. So you want to measure the property. So at our company, we look at three things. We look at gross square foot. That's the gross property size. So from the left to the right, front to the back, that's the gross of the property. That includes concrete, parking, grass, building footprint, everything. We look at net. That takes out the concrete and the building. We look at turf. That's just the grass. So we track these three statistics in our computer system. We keep it these numbers for every property. The wonderful thing is we can get many of these numbers without ever going out and running through the property with a measuring wheel. So here are some sites to look at. Our number one favorite is Google Earth Pro. It's a couple hundred bucks. I don't remember. It's $200 to $400 a year. I don't remember how much. Google Earth Pro. It's got to be the pro version because when you zoom in on the property, so you're looking at a satellite image of the property. When you zoom in, you can literally draw, using their measuring tool, you can draw the points around the property, and you can zoom in enough that you can draw the points around the turf. You can isolate the concrete. It's a little challenging to isolate flower beds out. There's some shadowing, and generally you can't zoom in enough for legal reasons with GPS and satellite imagery. The government will only allow companies to zoom in and take photos at a certain level of resolution, and so you unfortunately can't zoom in enough to see the flower beds really well, so we generally can't pull the flower beds out of our measurements, or we find it difficult. Sometimes you can, but you can get very close. So we took a lot of our properties when we first started using Google Earth Pro, and we compared our measurements, physical measurements with a guy on the lawn with the measuring wheel, to our measurements using the measurement tool in Google Earth Pro, and there's variation, but the variation's consistent. And it's good enough, and it really saves us a lot of time. So you can go through and measure a building, the building's footprint, the concrete areas, the turf areas, the gross, the net. You can get all that stuff right there with Google Earth Pro. Also, you can get some pretty good satellite shots. We also like Zillow.com, Zillow.com. You can get four different angles, satellite angles of the property. It's very nice to get a feel for the property, so a visual feel. We use Google Earth Pro. Generally, that's enough. We can measure, we can see the property, but if you want four angles, you want some different views, Zillow.com. Google Streets, wonderful tool. You can really get a look at the property using Google Streets. That's available to you through your browser, Firefox, Safari, Chrome, IE, whatever the browser is that you use at your company. You can literally go to google.com, type in the address. I believe you click on maps. Basically, it comes up. You probably already know how to use this. And then you go and you look at the street view, and you can actually see the property. We also use a fourth site. And we don't use these as often anymore. We used to use these before Google Earth Pro. And that is, we use the CADs, what we call the CAD sites, the county tax record site. So I believe this is true across the country. You'd have to double check me, but I believe it's public. The tax records on any property are public information. Therefore, in our area, we can usually do a search for, let's say, Dallas, Texas. Most of the sites end in CAD, actually. So in Dallas, it's dallascad.org, I think. I'm probably going to say that wrong now. But just as an example, so you can go search on the county tax records, type in an address, and see the property. And where this becomes valuable is they usually have the plat map. You can bring up the plat map, and you can literally see the layout of the property with the measurements. And you can calculate the area at the on the property. This is how we originally priced in the beginning. We quit going out to residential properties and bidding on site years ago, before Google Earth Pro really was a popular tool, before Zillow. And so we were using these CAD sites to go out, look at the plat maps while sitting at our office, calculate the area. We know how long it takes to mow a yard based on the square footage of that property, so we know exactly what to charge. We are able to charge sight unseen, and very, very seldom were we incorrect, and it just saved us so much time. And now, granted, we'd later go out and try to sell them more service and measure the property or look at the property, but that was generally enough, and it worked marvelously for us, and that's how we still do it today. But now we use Google Earth Pro, we use Zillow to get a few other angles. If for whatever reason Google Earth Pro or Zillow have not been updated, if it's a brand new development, we can go to one of these CAD sites. So it's the tax records for the property. We type in the address, we can look at the plat map for the property, we can get the area, and then we can bid the job. That's all true for residential. For commercial, we really look at every commercial property. I can't think of a scenario where we wouldn't look at a commercial property. Usually the bid's more than, say, just mowing. We can't estimate bushes by satellite imagery, but that's a whole different conversation. We don't give a lot of upfront bids for that stuff. But for commercial, we do. We give fixed bids, monthly payments, and we go and we look at everything up front. We measure everything. We take pictures. But we can get some of our initial measurements done really fast using Google Earth Pro and eliminate a lot of the manual labor of the process. So look at those four tools. I think you'll find those to be quite helpful.